Go ahead and slip those on, see if you can hear us okay.
You good? Check, check, check.
Check.
You hear us okay?
Yep.
All right, cool. All right.
Sounds good. Welcome back to Oklahoma City Thunder Media Day. Hamidou Diallo joining us right now. Take us back to draft night and what that night was like for you and hearing the news that eventually Oklahoma City was going to be the spot you ended up.
I mean, it was a long night, I would say. Definitely yep. A long night. I mean, a bunch of emotions, but just hearing my name called was a blessing. And then as I was walking in the back room with a Brooklyn hat, they handed me a Charlotte hat. And then after I got a Charlotte hat, like 5-10 minutes later, my agent handed me an Oklahoma City hat. So, I mean, just the whole night, I mean, it was yep. like, what's going on?
You usually play the hat game before you go to college, not after you go to college. Well, speaking of college, an alum of the University of Kentucky. Got a couple other Kentucky alums hanging out around here. Just talk about, that basketball-rich environment, but also having some of your fellow Wildcats here on the Thunder squad with you.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely. I mean, Wildcats, I mean, it's a brotherhood. And no matter where we are, we're always going to be a brotherhood. And I got Pat Patterson right now and Nerlens Noel. We're all on the same ball team, so. I mean, since the first day, Pat reached out to me and just was happy for me and wanted to see me be successful. I mean, just going to Kentucky, that's what comes with it. And Nerlens, as he was added to the team, I was already here a little bit, and I was just excited to hear that as well because the more Wildcats, I mean, the more let out there.
What's your experience been like with the coaching staff so far?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. I mean, learning as much as possible. I've been like a sponge these last couple of months. I mean, just trying to take it all in and just learn as much as possible from the coaches and from the veterans on this team.
We've got to see a little bit of you, just obviously through summer league and the ridiculous athleticism. But talk about your game as a whole, offensively, defensively, and what you bring to the table.
I'm definitely just trying to be a two-way player. I mean, a guy that gets after it on the defensive end and is capable of doing things on the offensive end. But I'm just trying to rely on my defense right now and just trying to make that my main core and try to go out there. And hopefully that can earn me some minutes, just being able to lock down guys and being able to be aggressive and being able to use my length and athleticism.
How exciting is it for you? You talked about some of the potential places you could have gone to be in this spot where this team's been really successful over the last decade, and you have a lot of star players, like you said, veterans to learn from. This seems like this would be a pretty good spot.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a great spot. I mean, out of all my choices, I'm happy I ended up here. And I'm around great guys, and I'm around great pros. I mean, that's what you want as a rookie, and you want to learn as much as possible and learn from their mistakes that they made on their way up, and
sure.
Hopefully you don't make the same mistakes.
All right, Hamidou Diallo, best of luck this year.
Definitely. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.